December 1st, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series, a civic media production in cooperation with WAUK Radio, 540 AM, 101.1 FM. I am your host, Don Brown, and I am coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in our beloved Banting Park home. And I am joined, as always, by my extraordinary producer, the mighty Max Martinson, working from the comfort of his home in the Cream City there, close to the MATC campus. And this is tonight's a four-pack because of a family emergency. I couldn't do any podcasts last week, but it's worked out really well because it allowed me to have some great guests in the first set of podcasts. And now for the second set, I get to, as a Waukesha South parent, I love engaging with other South parents and boosters. My wife's president of the boosters, as many of you know. And there's the boosters, and then there's the band boosters, and they rock. And they're here to talk about their annual promotion or fundraiser, the Cookie Walk. That's always the first Saturday in December. And so that would be this. Is that the sixth? Is it the sixth? Yeah. And so, and here to talk about it is the vice president of the band boosters, Christy Witt. Christy, welcome. How are you?
I'm great, Don. Thank you so much for giving us this time on your show to talk about our event. Really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. As you know, we've got some mutual friends with Alex Damian, our director of public works, who's active in the boosters.
Yep.
A proud South parent. And also Sean Hansen is a good friend of ours too.
Yep.
And one of my crowning achievements as alderman was getting Sean to serve on the IT board for the city.
Oh, and perfect.
It's a voluntary role, but Sean's done an amazing job. He's actually saved the city like thousands, maybe millions of dollars in terms of their technology decisions. So,
oh, that's awesome.
And I know he does a lot of great work, and he's an alumnus too. So,
yes.
North and South Band. Yeah. So,
yep. And his daughter is a member of the band now, and he's a wonderful supporter and a wonderful band parent. Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So yeah, tell us about, what's going on this Saturday.
All right. Excellent. Well, the Cookie Walk, which has been an annual tradition at Waukesha South for several years and started as a really small fundraiser, over the years has grown into a much larger, fun family community event. And it is a fundraiser for all aspects of our band program. So that's the jazz band, concert band, nice, symphonic wind and percussion, marching band, and color guard. And as at like so many organizations and programs in the schools, music programs rely heavily on fundraising, mm-hmm, and Waukesha South is no exception there. So our fundraising is very vital for our program, and it provides funding for things like lessons, instruments, competitions, transportation. For example, the holiday parade, the Christmas parade is this coming Sunday.
That's right.
We have to rent a bus to take all of our kids there, which is very expensive, even when you rent a bus for a couple hours. So these fundraisers are so vital to our program. Mm. And the donations that we receive from our Black Shirt families and the community are what make this event possible. We put a call out to our Black Shirt families and communities, and all of these wonderful volunteers take their time and resources and bake and cook amazing holiday cookies and treats and donate them.
I've had my share. Yeah, I can.
Oh, they're so wonderful. Mm-hmm. So this Saturday, December 6th, those from 9 a.m. to 1 o'clock, or from 9 until we run out of cookies, which is more likely what will happen.
This
is my third year, and the last two years we've run out before one. But so you want to come early for the best selection. But so the event is 9 to 1 in the cafeteria at Waukesha South, which you can access through the field house doors off of the parking lot off of Tenney Avenue.
That's right.
Yep. We'll have people that are lined up at 8:30. That we always have some early birds that come nice and early.
That's great.
Yeah. So how
great
it
idea
works
for a social media post too, you know, you show the
yeah.
line.
Okay. Yep. So how it works is you come into the cafeteria at 9, the doors will open at 9. We supply the containers.
Nice.
We have volunteers all throughout the cafeteria that will help you fill your containers with the cookies.
Okay.
And then at the end, those containers are weighed. And it is $12 a pound.
Oh, okay.
We'll also have some specialty items that are priced separately on
right.
tables. You know, we'll... Sure. People always donate bagged candies and
right.
holiday trail mix and homemade dog
sure.
treats, which are
yeah.
always a huge hit.
Mm.
Those are priced separately. But yeah, so then we'll weigh those, and we are accepting cash and credit card payments.
Nice.
Yep. And we also have activity for the kids.
Do you accept Venmo or the other Venmo or PayPal?
We're just doing cash and credit cards.
Okay.
So we'll have a Square reader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay.
I think do some of those work with Square, like Google Pay or things like that?
No.
That might be possible if you set your phone on there. I think that works.
My wife, because she handles our Venmo accounts. And so it's a text between friends or people that know, or
sure.
people doing business.
Right.
And it always looks pretty seamless to me.
Yeah.
So, but you know, again, if you got the card now with the Square and
yep.
doesn't take long. So,
yep. Well, so we'll
cash is
cash
always
and
nice
credit
too.
Card. And then we have event things going on for the kids. Santa
nice.
Will be there from 9
All right.
to 11. So the kids can meet with Santa, take lots of photos. lots of photos.
Good.
We'll also have some holiday craft kits for sale
mm-hmm.
for $1.
Okay.
And we'll have craft areas set up where the kids can actually do the crafts if they want.
Mm.
And my favorite part of the event, the South Jazz Ensemble will be performing.
Nice.
So starting at 9:30 and go about 10:45, they will be performing some holiday classics. And they've been
okay.
I heard a little bit of their class today. They sound fantastic. They've been working really hard. And I know our new band director is excited to showcase all their hard work. So last year we added tables and chairs so that people could actually sit down and enjoy the band.
Nice.
And we had a wonderful audience last year. A ton of people stayed.
Oh, great.
So we're going to add more tables and chairs this year. And then we're selling some hot beverages, some hot cocoa and coffee. So come for the sweets and then grab a hot beverage and sit down and stay for the
music
is what
yeah.
the way I look at it. Yeah. Overall, it's just a really joyful, festive event.
In support of a great cause.
In support of a great cause. Thank
sure.
you. Yes, I
yeah.
agree with you. In support of a great cause.
So true.
Yeah.
And I know we talked about, can you walk me through the whole, I guess, music program? There's the marching band. There's the...
There's jazz ensemble, concert band, symphonic wind and percussion.
Wow.
And then there's marching band and color guard. So the jazz band, concert band, and symphonic wind and percussion, those are all separate classes. Typically, most of the marching band students, the class is the symphonic wind and percussion.
Okay.
So that's kind of the same. And
sure.
color guard rolls into, you know, into that same class with marching band. Yep. So they're all separate
okay.
classes, like full school year classes.
Okay.
And we just welcomed a new band director this
That's
fall.
That's right. Oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Melissa Van Dyke.
Okay.
Yep. She's doing a fantastic job.
That's
she's,
terrific.
She really, you know, she had big shoes to fill. We love and miss, Mike DeBruin.
I always call him. I always murder his name, but he's a super guy. And I remember he came back for one of the football games, which I thought was really
good.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was a
yep.
great touch.
Yep. It was great to see him. So, you know, she comes with like, I think over 20 years experience as a band director.
Okay.
She's fantastic. She's doing a really great job.
Yeah, love to hear it.
I hear great feedback from all the students. So
sure.
she's really excited for her first Cookie Walk event too.
That's neat.
Yeah, perfect. She brings a lot of energy to our band program.
Sure. And do you, is it fair to say your alumni are still are pretty active too, right, in terms of supporting the band or coming back for events and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in general for South, we have a great, strong group of alumni. But yes, we do get a lot of support from our alumni and the community in general, really. But yeah, yep, we sure do. We see them come out to games. We get we see them very active on our Facebook pages and things like that, come to our events. And they always stop and talk about, you know, when they were in the band or
sure.
different concerts that they remember. And I am not an alum, so it's fun to meet them and hear their stories.
Okay. Sure. Were you in any band or any musical like?
I was not. I was not. I do not have a musical bone in my body. Mm-hmm. My son does not. My son is in marching band. He does not get any of that from me. Okay. That's for sure. That comes from his father's side and deeper in our families, but not me.
Neat. But because, you know, one of the things they say about music, too, is it helps you with your coursework, especially like math and science, in addition to the arts and some of the humanities. Is that fair to say still?
I absolutely agree with that. Yeah. That's no, great. I think, you know, it's sad to see a lot of music programs are struggling. And I think it's a lot because of funding and different reasons. But I think they're so important for so many reasons. Absolutely. You know, I was not involved in music program growing up, but I see what it does for my son.
Yeah.
And it's helped him in so many ways besides just, you know, like you said, it even translates academically, but it's also helped him a lot just building confidence.
Sure. Yeah. I remember, I think of like one of my favorite examples of music success, if you will, is, it's a guy I went to high school with. He was a year ahead of me, but we were family friends. And he was genius. He could have gone anywhere. He was definitely a top 10 student. He could have gone to Ivy League, but he accepted a scholarship at Michigan State, where I went for, like, you know, the parties and the class. They had a good school, but I mean, you know, you went the Big Ten experience. You know, it was a big deal. Yeah. But he went because he had a scholarship for marching band. And he loved music, and he got to be in the marching band, and he got to go to all the games and got to go to the Rose Bowl his senior year. You know, that's a big deal for us. And it was he just had an amazing experience while also getting a really great engineering degree and having a great, you know, life. But I think it really gave him so much balance and so much adventure that he might not have had at another school. And so it's music can certainly open up a lot of doors. And I definitely encourage people to be more open-minded about it and, giving kids access to it or figuring out, you know, ways to save money or encouraging them to make money, cutting yards or shoveling snow in the winter or whatever to help, you know, help pay for it. Because it really is, especially if you have that gift, you know, it's a great thing to learn. So to take up. So, yeah. And great, you know, great to see that the tradition, you know, still holds strong at Waukesha South. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. So, we have a great band community, and we receive a lot of support from the community, which is really, really wonderful.
Yeah, it sure is. So I remember when it's also too, because you're in a town with, well, there's two other high schools, and they have, it's fair to say, formidable like music and marching band programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, I remember it was, I went to a city when I was on the council, and it was, the first council meeting in December, right after the Christmas parade attack. And, it was supposed to be a special night because we were winding down the sesquicentennial year, and they had, they were going to put everything in the crypt. You know, they had a crypt, you know, for all the, or time capsule, excuse me. But they had a great ensemble from Waukesha North, and my nephew was performing in it. And I was so excited to see him and to watch him play. And he was obviously very proud. And he's another one, young man named Bruno Orlowski, who went to, he's at Eau Claire, and he's in that 500-person marching band, and he's involved in some other music ensembles. And he loves his life. You know, there's a strong kind of performing arts culture there on campus, and he's really, you know, digging the life he has in college. You know, he's a big man on campus over at UW-Eau Claire.
Yeah.
It's neat to see the different places music can take you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so, I mean, the marching band programs at the college level are just incredible.
I bet.
I mean, oh man, it's so incredible to see them perform and to see our young musicians, you know, as they graduate, go into college. And, you know, we have, you know, a couple of our alum from last year are marching in some of the big bands in Madison and different places. And it's just great to see that and to continue following and watching them as they grow and continue on with their music. It's really great.
It sounds great. So yeah, in addition to the cookie walk, which I love the name. Is there an actual cookie or just you're walking around tables of cookies? And
well, we do. They're all, we literally line up the cafeteria tables and you are walking. We have them all organized kind of by category type of cookie. And then we have volunteers at every station that will help you fill your container. So yeah, you are literally walking through the cafeteria and collecting your cookies.
Oh, that's great. That's good.
Yeah.
And do you have some favorites from previous cookie walks that you're looking forward to?
You know, I'll be honest, I don't get a lot of the cookies, to be honest with you. Someone brought some really wonderful meringues last year that were so delicious. Nice. I've had where people have brought really delicious this Christmas mix. I actually stopped the woman and asked her for the recipe because it was so addictive. So I've made that since then, that I caught that recipe. I really like the really pretty frosted sugar cookies.
Yeah.
You know, we get a really fun, there's always a variety or someone shows up with something new every year that I don't expect.
Right.
Grinch themed green cookies, just some fun.
Sure.
Some fun creative cookies for sure. Right.
Grinch themed creative cookies. Yeah, that does sound great.
There's always a green cookie in there somewhere for Grinch. Yeah.
Yeah. Any brownies? Is there a fair amount of brownies, would you say?
Oh, you know, I don't remember if I've seen brownies. I know that people will donate fudge, so packaged fudge, some homemade caramels, peanut clusters, those kind of candies you'll see there. Nice. Do you remember the Spritz cookies? Those kind of butter cookies that they put through a cookie gun. You'll get it. We'll get a handful of those. Those were my favorite when I was a kid. So I love when those are there.
Yeah. Wow. So yeah, we have to get up super early then and check it out. So how many people are you expecting? Is there, you know, based on previous?
You know, I honestly don't, it's hard to tell because the wrestling competition's also going on right next door.
You probably get some spillover for that.
There's so many people in the build. Yeah. We get a lot of spillover from the wrestling competition, actually.
Is there a fee is there an entrance fee or no? It's just you come in and you.
No entrance fee.
Great. So, yeah, that's good. I was going to ask if the wrestling competition was going on. So that's good to know that you have that.
Every year. We're always on the same weekend.
Another reason to get there early is parking. It's going
to
be
another reason to get there early. Yep, parking.
Good deal. Now, do any of the band members or students in the music program baking cookies or participating in a...
Yep, they make cookies. They actually earn volunteer hours by making cookies, and they volunteer. There are a number of the volunteers that will be there helping you fill your containers. Wow. A lot of them are our band students.
Is there going to be like a contest where you judge like best cookies by the students or anything? Is that
no? But that's a great. We should do that next year. I like that idea. We'll have to organize that. That's a good one, and it will get them more engaged in wanting to bake cookies.
Yeah. So, well, we're about to wrap up the first segment. Would you be willing to stick around for the second segment? Because I have some more questions about the cookie walk. And I think in some ways we've only scratched the surface. Can you give me 20 more minutes, Christy? Or do you have, it's okay if you've got to depart.
No, that's okay. I can stick around.
Sounds great. We'll stick around for part two of podcast two with Christy Witt, Vice President of the Waukesha South Band Boosters. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Excellent. So stick around for more as we talk about the Cookie Walk and other great activities going on in the Waukesha South music program. So bye for now, and I'll see you on the other side.